Welcome, and thanks for joining me for my monthly podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner, Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring that you sound your best. You're listening to Speaking of Education. If you listen to my previous podcast, you know I discussed self-advocacy requires communication. Specifically, I reviewed the definition of self-advocacy, some of the reasons we tend to avoid self-advocacy, and then I also covered some effective techniques to begin the practice of self-advocacy. Now that 30 days have elapsed, I hope you've been implementing those guidelines and finding them valuable. For many of us, the start of September signals back to school, which may conjure up either negative or positive associations. I hope in your case it's positive. Regardless of your recollection of back to school, one thing's for sure, this tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or maybe someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once and then share it with a person or other people who'll also benefit. My focus will be on answering the following three questions. Number one, where do speakers typically focus when it comes to education? Number two, what are valuable areas in which to become educated? And finally, how does education pay off when you're the speaker? Let's start by answering the first question, which is, where do speakers typically focus when it comes to education? Think about your own habits, since you probably know those best. Having had the privilege of coaching speakers for the last two decades, I believe most of us seek to become more well-versed about our content. We tend to think that it stands to reason that the more knowledgeable we are about our topic and the more we're current on the latest trends, well, the more we become better speakers. But is that always the case? Let's ponder that for a moment. And that leads us to the second question, which is, what are valuable areas in which to become educated? If your goal is becoming better at speaking to others, then you'll want to spend a large percentage of your time getting to know your audience. If you're wondering what this means, well, it includes the following: age range, gender breakdown, level of education, job duties, amount of work experience, challenges on the job, and expectations from your presentation. It's a big list, which is why it's often referred to as an audience analysis. Now that brings us to the third and final question. How does education pay off when you're the speaker? In the many years I've had the privilege of being asked to speak to diverse groups of people, the more familiar I was with my audience, well, the more I could connect with them. Another way of thinking of connecting is that people feel you care about them. As I develop my presentations, I always keep my audience at the center of all that I do. This includes my word choice, examples, use of props and slides, and interactive exercises. In essence, this is how I customize my presentations, so they're always tailored to meet the needs of the people directly in front of me. Of course, this adds time to my preparation, but it's well worth the effort if I feel I've made a positive impact. I also pay very close attention to the immediate feedback I receive, as well as to the comments from evaluations. Whether I agree or not, this is the perception of those listening to me, and therefore I must factor this in to a reasonable extent. I also complete a business communication tool, which I created, called my presentation log. This enables me to have a written analysis of my strengths as well as my areas for growth. And this should be completed within 24 hours of my presentation and then referred to prior to my next presentation. It's an excellent way to continually learn how to improve. In closing, education is a vitally important skill, both professionally and personally. Remember that when it comes to speaking of education, the best place to begin is to fully understand what others need and expect from you. And once you do this effectively, it will become more natural to repeat it going forward. You'll also find it takes less time, or as I refer to it, front-loading. Use this podcast as an excellent starting point by determining what works well for you as well as for your situation. If after hearing this podcast, you may have some questions about your communication or perhaps someone who works for you, you're always welcome to contact me for guidance. Consider me your communication GPS. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.